This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
All right, here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, keeping an ear out for Chris Collinsworth to join us in just a moment. Kevin, one of the things that we saw yesterday that popped up was Jane Slater. Happy 39th birthday to her yesterday, by the way. Jane Slater tweets out that DeMarcus Lawrence won't be giving us any bulletin board material for a while. Why? He told me his mom told him to quit cussing and talking bad about other people.
They got that beautiful mother.
Do what you do between the lines, she said. So, hey, listen, let your play do the talking for you. And mm-hmm. Kevin, I've been asking questions about that. Hey, what's the accountability? Is he at his best whenever he goes out there and puts them on the line? Is the entire defense at their best when they go and put themselves on the line and try to create this atmosphere of it's us against the world? We said some big stuff. Now we got to be accountable to it. 877-881-1053. What's the best advice your mom ever gave to you?
Man, I think I have a good answer for this because it definitely impacted me. So I made reference to this earlier. In case you don't know, because we're introducing ourselves to certain portions of the audience, when I was a kid, I got arrested for shoplifting because I was a bad kid. Yes, and I got the handcuffs on me. I went in the back of the police car. They took me down to juvie. I got put in an isolation cell, all of those things.
You got a night in the clink coming up.
I did. Well, it was like an afternoon, and I kind of didn't want my mom to pick me up because I was like, I'll just stay in this holding cell.
I hope it was worth it, my friend.
It was not. It was not, Kevin Harlan. And so after the fact, my mom was talking to me after, well, first she yelled at me for a really long time and took all my cards away because I stole baseball cards. But the other thing she said is, you got lucky that these are the only consequences that you had to face. Like, I had to do community service and all that, and then it would be expunged from my record, even though I still talk about it. She said, you got lucky. If you keep doing crap like this, it's going to legitimately impact your life, especially when you're an adult going forward. And like, that kind of always stuck with me is, if you got arrested now, think about what a potentially big deal it could be. And you don't want to mess up your life or your job or your relationships or anything like that. And so I really was lucky that it happened at a time where I did my community service. I paid back what I needed to pay back. And then I was able to move on with the rest of my life. So that advice was really helpful for my mom.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. One of the best pieces of advice I got from my mom was, don't get into the gutter. And that's in a lot of different ways. Because one day my football went down into the gutter. And I mean, how are you going to get your football? You know,
you got to go in the gutter.
Yeah.
I've seen it too.
But I was like, well, what's down there? So I went to go get the football. Well, then I decided that was kind of a cool little hiding spot.
Mm-hmm.
And one day my dad was driving home and he saw me like climbing out of the gutter. And he was like, the hell are you doing right now, son? What are you doing right
now?
Do you know how many people die in those gutters just getting down in there and getting swept away by a flash flood and all that stuff? And I was like, no, because I'm seven. You know, like, what?
Yeah, you're lucky you did it while you were a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
If I'd
have got in there at this age, I'd be stuck trying to get out of that thing.
Is that a challenge?
Well, maybe. But the feeling, though, was like, you know, my mom was like, listen, this is the best piece of advice I can give you forever. In many situations, don't get in the gutter. And it was physically, because you're an idiot 7-year-old, but also in the mindset of keep your head straight, keep trying to go forward with things and stay out of the gutter in conversations, because that's where the trash is. And she was like, you're not trash. You're a good person. You can go be something great. And so I think that's a great piece of advice that mom was able to give me. And that's one of the reasons I love what Tank's mom told him. Hey, stop all the cussing. Stop talking about other people. And you do your thing out on the line. It's pretty awesome.
Well, the 214, yeah, turning 17 and hearing the phrase in my head, tried as an adult, kept me out of trouble. From the 817, that's the way the cookie crumbles. Life ain't fair. Love you, mama. I really like all of these people, the bond that you have with your parents, even like as an adult, how much that advice carries through. From the 682, my mom once told me, about relationships, don't date a girl because she seemed kind of hoish. Now, what I really want to know is, did his mom actually use that terminology, or did she use like older terminology, like she seems a bit loose with her morals, or she's a strumpet, or something along those lines?
What is a strumpet?
That's like an old-timey way of saying the same thing.
Okay, all right. 877-881-1053.
I almost played the strumpet when I was in middle school.
Based
a different thing.
The information, based on what Tank's mom told him, what's the best advice that your mom ever told you? And you know what, Kevin? Like, I think one of the other things, too, is our moms were very big fans of us playing sports growing up.
Right.
Your mom was probably, and I'm not talking about you specifically, but the Tolo out there, your mom was probably your best fan.
I like sports. You like sports?
I do. And she probably yelled at you. She probably yelled for you in so many different ways. And I think that's they give that advice because moms are passionate, man. Moms are really passionate about what their kids are doing. Sometimes I take my kid to go to practice, and I'll see, and this is practice. Moms are like pumping their fists for their kid to do something, like to hit a ball in practice or to kick a goal in practice. And I'm like, that's what they're supposed to be doing against nobody in the net. But moms get really excited about that stuff. And I think personally, when I'm looking at Tank's situation, this is a man now who has been called out by his mom and motivated by his mom.
I don't care how old you are. You better listen to what your mom says. From the 785, I do not do this. My mom always told me, zip your pants before you button them. I always button first and then zip. So maybe I'm off base here.
I don't think I've ever paid attention to that.
Yeah, but me neither.
From the 407, their mom told them when they referred to hooking up, we'll say, as a teenager, she said, I hope you're being smart while you're being stupid.
Yes. Oh, man, that's a great one, because you're going to do something dumb, but make the better decisions while you're doing those dumb things.
Because I like the idea that people might think that just because Tank makes millions of dollars that he's above whatever. I don't care how much money you make or what you do. If you don't listen to your mom, you're going to be in trouble.
Man, there are tons of texts pouring in. We always love this part of the conversation because this is what the Tolos do, man. The Tolos give us these opportunities to have these conversations about something that's going on in the life of an athlete. You know, this isn't something that is on his field, but it is something that is the other side of what an athlete is, the other side of that coin for him.
Now, I know we've talked a lot about pro football today, but you know how we usually rock it on a Friday. Do you want to talk a little college football,
perhaps? Yeah, let's get some college football action going.
All right. There is amazing college football happening in the world this weekend. 877-881-1053. What is your number one college football game to watch this weekend? And the reason why we bring this up is because you've got not only Alabama and LSU, I know people are hyper-focused on that, I get it, but you also have Penn State and Minnesota. This is the first time in the history of all college football that there have been two 8-0 or better matchups in the same weekend. It has never happened, ever! And college football has been happening for like 150 years. So, we go to number one, LSU, against number two, Alabama. Corey, who do you think has the advantage? Just not necessarily in your brain, in your heart.
I think the advantage in my heart is Nick Saban, and he's the advantage. I don't know enough about Ed Orgeron. I love when Dave Hellman says, that's my guy.
Just have you ever heard him talk?
Just
it's
based
amazing
on how he talks. But I just don't know enough about his mindset. This is a team that he's gotten. They have a lot of talent, and they made the decision to go get Brady and say, hey, Joe Brady, can you help us be an offense that's different? Can you help us? We are stagnant. And everybody in the NFL is stealing the college mold. Why don't we go ahead and try and adapt the college mold as well? And so they said, let's go ahead and create a spread offense. They're flourishing with it. But Nick Saban is a champion. And we played the audio yesterday of him telling you why champions are champions, because they think about it. They never let themselves settle. Everybody's goal is to just be good enough and to survive. But how do you adapt and overcome and get to the next level? And that's why I always will give Nick Saban the benefit of the doubt, because that man right there knows how to pour it on.
Now, to your point about being a champion, the last time these two teams faced off as 1-2, LSU won 9-6 in the worst football game ever. And then they rematched in the BCS championship game, and Alabama won 21-0. So, in the modern era of college football, this is the 15th time number one and number two have faced off. What do you think? Who do you think holds the advantage? So that's happened 14 times in the last 50 years. Who do you think holds the advantage? Number one or number two?
LSU.
No.
Oh.
Number one or number two?
Number two.
Okay. It is actually the number one team is 11-3 in these games.
Whoa.
And so that means number two is not one that many.
That is factually accurate. Right. Here's the weird part about it, though. At LSU, by the way, is the AP number one. Alabama, the AP number two. Home teams, because Alabama's the home team in this game. You would think home teams would have a pretty sizable advantage. Home teams are 6-8 in these games.
So the stats say that this is going to be a bad thing.
The stats say that LSU wins this game.
It's not going to work. Well, but the number one team typically wins. Oh, yeah. Yes, so there
LSU
you go.
LSU is number
and
one.
On the road.
And that's LSU is the road game.
Yeah.
So history
right,
tells
done.
Us LSU wins this game.
So it's going to be a bad thing for
Alabama.
How does Bama
bounce back, fellas?
Yeah, that's going to be the whole topic next week is how does Bama bounce back?
They are still 6.5-point favorites. So, I mean, obviously you don't have to feel too terribly sad for them or anything like that. The other big news in college football, holy crap, this is going to be huge for them. Buckeyes defensive end Chase Young, the guy who we have been pushing for a Dark Horse Heisman Trophy candidate, he's been ruled out because of a potential NCAA violation. The NCAA violation happened last year. Corey, who do you think was coaching Ohio State last year?
Urban Meyer.
It was, of course, Urban Meyer, who is the worst. This year.
I like Rural Mile
he's
Meyer.
Not the worst coach. He's been a good
coach.
No,
he's
coach.
A great coach. He's the worst human.
Yeah.
If you want to know how good Chase Young has been this year, how about this for you? He already has 5 forced fumbles and 13.5 sacks.
All right, so we can get him at number 23.
Would not anticipate that there. I mean, surely he's a top 10 pick, right?
Yeah.
And I know some people think he could maybe be moving towards the top of the board. So, yeah, he already has 13.5 sacks and 5 forced fumbles this year.
How do they get that talent to just replace Bosa? You know, like they just keep rolling these guys through. And you look at the entire college football spectrum. There are certain conferences that just roll out quarterbacks. There are, you know, like the Pac-12 was that for a long time. They were just go get a quarterback from Pac-12 or USC. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
In LSU, it's always your secondary. You want safeties and cornerbacks from LSU. And there are just certain colleges that they identify the talent at the high school level, bring it and develop it at the collegiate level, and then just keep going the way they are.
Can I tell you another thing that might play into that? I know people are like, oh, you want to go to winning programs. Yeah. But I think these players seek out those programs, too, because they see the draft success. Like, why does Duke keep getting top-notch recruits? Is it because they win? Yeah, maybe. Or is it because every year they have a top-3 draft pick? That's what I think it is with Ohio State. Like, right now, if you're a defensive end or a linebacker even, do you want to go to Ohio State where you saw that Bosa just got picked up and he's doing well in the NFL? Joey Bosa, and then Nick Bosa, who's going to be the defensive rookie of the year, if not the defensive player of the year, also another top-notch pick.
Yeah, and that's a good point, too, because whoever's recruiting for you, and they're probably your defensive line coach, maybe they specialize in defensive end, in the recruiting process, they're able to say, hey, do you want to be the next Bosa? Do you want to be the next that guy? Because I've already put one of those in the NFL. I've already put 2 of those in the NFL. So I have a track record. The track record comes along with it.
What's up?
And maybe that's the same thing with, you know, quarterbacks, running backs, you know, in the secondary, the LSU, that's just the way it's groomed and cropped down there.
We asked you what game you're looking forward to from the 254 Texas A&M, although from the 903, good follow-up. Texas A&M versus the bye week gets me happy because I can't get let down by another subpar performance. And then from the 972 and the 903, Baylor versus TCU. This is an excellent example of how people don't believe in Baylor yet. Baylor is 8-0. TCU is 4-4. Baylor is a 2.5-point favorite. I firmly contend, not that I think they will, but I firmly contend that if Baylor runs the table, they're going to be in the college football playoff. Now, I know you can say, well, look how they needed some luck and poor judgment to get past Texas Tech, but I'm just saying, people don't seem to believe in Baylor yet either. One more note about
I want to believe in Baylor. I really do.
It would be an awesome story, right?
I just don't want them to beat Oklahoma.
Okay, what if, let me ask you this, what if they beat Oklahoma, but then Oklahoma still made the Big 12 championship game and beat them back?
Then, I mean, either, Oklahoma's then out for sure, right?
I don't necessarily see a path there's for so Oklahoma much that, to get into the college football playoff.
There's so much that's gonna that's destined to happen here at the final part of this thing. You need a couple two-loss teams, though. I don't know, man. Yeah, I'm fine with seeing all these teams play together. All at the same time.
If you want to know, if you want to know about a high-powered matchup that's going to roll at you in 11 years, what? Ohio State and Georgia have scheduled their second and third meetings ever in 2030 and 2031. So get excited about that. The only other time they played was in the Citrus Bowl, January 1st, 1993. And who does Allen's own Kyler Murray think is going to win the Heisman Trophy? Well, he said our guy, that's Oklahoma quarterback Jalen Hurts, kind of took a hit with that loss. I think right now, if somebody had to win, it'd probably be Joe Burrow. Now, you realize, as a former Heisman Trophy winner, Kyler Murray does get a vote for the Heisman Trophy. Would he dare vote against Oklahoma?
Does he get two votes because he get Reggie Bush's, or how's that work?
I don't think Reggie Bush gets a vote anymore, right?
What about OJ? Does OJ have a vote?
Yes. Interestingly enough, yes. A&M, or excuse me, people are texting more in about A&M. O.J. Simpson, who stood trial, though he was not convicted of murder, still has his Heisman and his vote, whereas Reggie Bush lost his Heisman trophy and thus, I would assume, lost
the world.
His Heisman vote? That is really weird.
I think if Kyler gets a vote, he should go with Jalen Hurts. You know, just like Baker went with Kyler.
Yeah.
I think that's just the way that it should happen. Those guys should root for each other. And if from you don't, you're a poor person.
Like
emotionally.
Poorer than OJ?
No, I mean, he's rich because he's in the NFL.
From the 781, Penn State versus Minnesota. They said, go Penn State. I hate to tell you this. Well, actually, I don't. I am very much rooting for Minnesota because I want Minnesota and PJ Fleck to get the job done. PJ Fleck is an awesome human being. He's a great coach. He has resurrected that program. And then a couple weeks ago, you saw the kid who held the extra point, who had beat cancer four times already, go to the sideline and just hug PJ Fleck. He hugged all of his teammates. There's something magical happening at Minnesota. They haven't been this good since 1941. That's when World War II was going on. So I really hope...
That's Dirk's here.
Yeah, almost. So I really hope that Minnesota wins this game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.